morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley. Thank you all for being here this morning. I must confess that when I encouraged you all to come, I had that thought before I realized that I would be the one who was standing up here in front of all of you. Just in the way of announcements, Rebecca is scheduled for a COVID test at 2:30 this afternoon and felt that it was best not to be around people prior to the test and prior to receiving the results. She feels fine. She has a little bit of a cold, that has no fever, is not fatigued, and is able to taste all those vegetables she eats. But anyway, please be in prayer for her as she prepares to take her test this afternoon, and we will keep you posted as soon as we have any results. So that being said, we're gonna wing it. It was a really good service, if we had to have such a thing as a good service without a pastor, because there was no scheduled sermon, so trust me, there is not gonna be one added in. Also, my apologies, only one screen is working, so, and I know there's sun glare on that one, so it's a little bit difficult, but if anybody wants to move to someplace where they can see better, feel free to do that. Also, if you ordered poinsettias, you can pick those up after the service. They are $7 a piece, and the checks should be made payable to the church. Just note that that money is for poinsettias. If you have envelopes for 2021, those are on the back table. And if they're not on the back table, that's Carol's problem. See her. And there was something else I was going to say, but I don't know what it was. Must not have been important. And so today's service is the retelling of the Christmas story, what we missed Christmas Eve, scripture readings, and carols. I need you to sing really, really loudly for me today, because all the scriptures were to be distributed among all of you, and the only place they are is on the computer, so I'm going to do the scripture readings, so please sing loudly. I remembered my last announcement. If anybody would like a bulletin from what was supposed to be our Christmas Eve service, they are at the back table there between the two doors. We were using paper bulletins for Christmas Eve. Obviously, we didn't need those on a Zoom call, but if you would like to have one, they are back there, so please help yourselves. Are there any other announcements that I missed or that you just want to make? Okay. Our first lesson comes from the Old Testament this morning, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And now we're going to all join in O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. My personal feeling is it's easier to sing when you stand, but we're singing a lot today, so if you feel better sitting, go right ahead.
Thank you.
You can be seated. The next lesson is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And now we will sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. I notice some of you are using hymnals. We're doing the first three verses if you're using a hymnal. They will be on. To the Gospels. This is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. And the next hymn, which I think is kind of long, am I right? Mm-hmm. You might want to sit for this one, is "To a Maid Whose Name Was Mary." From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. This is just a little blurb, so you can remain seated for this one too. Have some prayer requests this morning. Sandy Salmon is asking for prayers for TJ Schindler and the whole family. TJ was diagnosed with COVID yesterday, and he is showing some flu-like symptoms, but he was around the family on Christmas, so we pray that his infection is confined just to him and that it is not spread to everyone else in the family. Also, I'm hearing some of this news late, so if anybody has any updates, please feel free to speak up. I understand that John Croyle, who was a member here for a number of years and sang in the choir, was taken to the hospital this week. We don't have any updates, but we do know that he went via ambulance, so it was probably something that was deemed to be pretty serious. Also, any updates on Bev? Okay, we did hear that Bev Ruby was having some shortness of breath, and we're hoping that she is taking it easy and recovering at home.
She was in the hospital.
She was in the hospital.
Yes, I had called Passive in, and they confirmed that she was a patient there.
But she's out now?
Not that we know.
Okay, so she may still be in passive, so please keep Bev in your prayers. Also, we want to pray for Rebecca. Pray that her test comes back negative and that the cold symptoms that she's showing are really just that and that it goes away. And I also am asking for some special prayers for Libs. She's struggling right now, and it's been a rough couple of weeks for her. So if you could just keep her in your prayers. Anybody else? Any other prayer requests that I've missed? Okay. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful church family where we can be together, where we can share our innermost thoughts, where we can be quiet and nobody cares about that either. Lord, we thank you for giving us this beautiful building in which to worship. At this time, we do raise up the names of those that we have made public and those that we have kept quiet in our hearts. You, Lord, all-knowing, understand for whom we are praying and for what we are asking. Please grant that according to what is your will. Lord, we also ask for better times on the horizon. We ask for a wonderful new year. But let us not lose sight of the blessings that we have and the blessings that we have had through the past 9 months. Let us not write off 2020 as the worst year ever, but let us focus on the blessings that you have provided with us, seen and unseen, the beauty of the sun and the snow, the beauty of being together, the beauty of finding ourselves and being alone. Let us find blessings as opposed to problems. Let those blessings show themselves and be even more prolific as we go into 2021, dear Lord. Lord, we pray these things in your name, in the name of your Son, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And our next reading is also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. Excuse me. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. It's time to stretch so you could stand up for Away in a Manger. Scripture lesson for the day is dark. It comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. I don't care, you can sit or stand. This one's up to you.
What child is this?
Be seated. Let us all just take a moment, give thanks to the Lord privately, and listen to Mickey. we give you thanks again for the many blessings that we have received. Lord, teach us how we can give back to you. Take our gifts, monetary, time-wise, talent-wise, and teach us to use those gifts to your good and to your will. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep standing. As we join together for our final hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. We do have a guest minister who will be here. Her name is Carolyn Jones. I don't believe she's been with us before. We will be celebrating communion to welcome the new year. So I welcome you all back again next week. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord guide your way. Have a good week.